Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, final hour of the week right here on ESPN 97.5. John Adell. Did Lance leave? Beat it? He's beating it right now?
I wouldn't say he's beating it. I would just say he's no longer on the show. Words matter.
What do I tell him? Beat it.
But I wouldn't say he's currently beating it. I just
Well,
think
he's if he's
gone.
Leaving, that's what he's doing.
I think he's gone already.
If he's Oh, you can say leaving.
Yeah.
Can't say beating it.
It has different connotations.
No,
it's
not really.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. Beat it.
Huh. If you said to yourself, if you said to your Wendy, JT's leaving, she goes, okay. And then you go, all right. Okay, then. That's what I thought.
Let me ask you this question. Pete Prisco put out his top 100 players in the NFL. How many Texans are on it?
I'm going to go with two, Cunningham and Deshaun.
That would be incorrect.
How many are there?
There are two.
Is what, JJ still on the list?
He's got him 32nd, right behind DeAndre Hopkins, who he's got at 31st.
JJ Watt's not the 32nd best player in football.
32nd best player in football. He's got DeAndre Hopkins at 31 behind Michael Thomas, behind Julio Jones. He's got T.J. Watt 16th as a best football players. He's got him behind what other wide receivers? Okay, so he's the third wide receiver. Do you have Julio Jones still 14 on the list?
That feels high.
That seems high to me too.
J.J. had 4 sacks last year.
J.J.
Now I know he was
he
only played
games.
8 games,
but that's what he does though.
Exactly, that's what his career has been the last
4 years. He's played half the games.
Now, in his last fully healthy year, he had 16 sacks, so maybe he's pointing to that. But he's not the 32nd best player in football when he can't stay on the field.
Guess where he's got Deshaun.
Is he higher than JJ or lower? Lower?
Lower.
Hmm.
By lower, I mean worse.
Worse, okay. I would say he's got Deshaun at 47.
62nd.
Who were the quarterbacks ahead of him?
The quarterbacks ahead of them. Pat Mahomes is number one. Lamar Jackson is number 7, Aaron Rodgers 10, Drew Brees 11, and Tom Brady is 19th. Then there's a run of...
There's not that big of a gap between Tom Brady and Deshaun Watson.
No, actually, if you want to know the truth, Dak Prescott is 46th. He's got Dak Prescott ahead of Deshaun. And then he's got Deshaun. Yeah, I don't know who's going to have a better year this year, Tom Brady or Deshaun Watson.
Tom Brady probably has better weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you like as an offensive coach more, Bruce Arians or?
Well, okay, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, there that goes.
Yeah,
but I don't think the distance should be that great.
No, and I don't think Dak Prescott should be ahead of Deshaun Watson. Honestly, so they're relatively similar in age.
Yeah,
one would you rather have?
Deshaun. Even if you believe that Dak is better, he's not that many spots better. Isn't he like 20-plus spots better?
He's 46 to 62.
Oh, okay, 16. He's not that much better. If you're going to do that, put him right next to each other. But I still think Deshaun's better than Dak. I'd rather have Deshaun going forward than Dak.
He's got Tre'Davious White 52nd. A lot of people have him as the second-best cornerback in the league. I don't know. It's a list.
It's one guy's list.
It's one guy's list. He's got the Bosa brothers both in the top 25. He's got Von Miller all the way down to 21st.
Who are the pass rushers behind JJ?
Ahead of JJ?
Or behind him? Since he has JJ higher than I would think, than I would have had him.
DeMarcus Lawrence is 58th. Calais Campbell is 39th. Miles Garrett is 47th.
Well, Miles Garrett.
Fletcher Cox is 54th. I think I'd rather Fletcher Cox right now.
Because he plays.
Yeah, he's on the field. DeForest Buckner is 56th.
Now, Fletcher Cox wasn't great rushing a passer last year. Only had 3.5 sacks. Yeah, but he
played
JJ all.
Had four.
Yeah, but he's played 16 games 3 out of the last 4 years and 14 the other year. So I like his availability. And they play different positions anyway. I feel like JJ's way high.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. I don't that's a name value right there. I'm not sure I wouldn't want Calais Campbell ahead of him. They're different. JJ does different stuff. JJ can play inside and rush the passer and outside.
He moves around.
Yeah. A lot of three.
Yeah. I don't
technique and you know, three gap. I mean, it's
he has different responsibilities. Different. He's not just a pure pass rusher. He's not Von Miller, where Von Miller's only job really is to do that, but one of the jobs that's important is, you know, being eligible to play on game day. And he is different from those other guys because Calais Campbell has played in 16 games since 2015. He's played in all 16 games since that year. Now he's an older player than JJ. Only had 6.5 last year, but you pointed out JJ didn't have many. To your thing, that's, hey, JJ's a name. I remember him being really good. And when he's available to play, I like it. But now that's the biggest issue. Get on the field. Stay on the field.
Yeah. Can you guys imagine Colin Kaepernick's first game back in the NFL? The attendance, the energy in the stadium, the applause, the money. Colin Kaepernick would fill up a stadium as a backup quarterback? Because Colin Kaepernick is not going anywhere and starting.
No, if he was starting, if he had won the job in camp, that would be a different story. But as the backup, people would show up in their black Nike Kaepernick jerseys to support. I'm not saying that wouldn't happen. But other than that, I don't think there'll be a huge buzz if he's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I care about the backup quarterback? Okay, Colin's back on the field, and then we've got 60 minutes of football where he won't be a part of it.
Right. But the media attention and all the questions. And that's the thing about it, too, is the distraction that he is. Because everybody's going to be asked about it. Everybody, every guy on that team. What do you think about being Colin Kaepernick? He's a good guy. He's got a lot of hair.
That would be what the preseason would be for. If you were an NFL team or the league itself, if Kaepernick somehow made it back, you would want the preseason for that because you would think by, you know, week one, the preseason would have stomped out all the attention. All right, you ask them the questions. We're done here. Week one. Oh yeah, he's playing for the Steelers. Big Ben's a starter. Mm-hmm. Stop. We're done here. Thank you.
Yeah, but God forbid you don't have an established quarterback. Oh,
I don't think any team.
Any
team who doesn't have one is making a bad PR. But you're bringing attention you don't want to face. I'm not afraid of. Look, I'm not an NFL owner. Don't run anything. So attention doesn't mean as much to me as it means to them. But you're making a bad decision for yourself if you bring him on if you don't have an established starter.
Right. What if the Saints signed him?
They have Jameis and Cap? And Drew Brees?
And Drew Brees.
And Taysom Hill? All the quarterbacks, John. They would have all of them.
Yeah, the Saints ain't signed him. No, but that would be hey, Drew, guess who we signed?
Oh. Pete Carroll already came out and said, the league failed Kaepernick or something along those lines.
Yeah.
That's the place he should – that's well, the that's, perfect
he
place.
He went there for a job. He don't remember, Seattle was a team that he was going to – he tried out for.
Yeah.
Hire him.
Yeah.
What do you mean the league failed him, Pete? You're the one that failed him.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
That's the place you throw him up there. It's the Pacific Northwest. We all have the impression that they're very liberal. And it's also Seattle, so no one really cares about – no, Seattle doesn't get the same attention other teams get, even though how good they've been over the years. That's what he said. Pete said Colin Kaepernick's owed in a tremendous amount because of all the things he's done. Well, you might owe him a job.
Yeah. Well, you're paying him, and he's not working for you. So there's that.
That's true.
There is that.
In the Washington Post, Pete Carroll heaps praise on Kaepernick, fails to mention Seahawks' chances to sign quarterback.
Yeah. Fred wants to talk about Kaepernick. What do you say, Fred?
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
What's that?
Great, man. So my take with Kaepernick and playing is simply the reason why he took his knee is a problem that I'm going to say white America is having. If he had taken a knee for, let's say, for the military or for the fight against cancer or anything like that, he would be fine. He probably would be applauded. But because he took a knee that was saying, hey, look at what white policemen are doing to people of color, I think white America truly have a problem with that and that alone. And for him to not get a job, I mean, if they were willing to give Mike Vick an opportunity, and white folks love their dogs, they love their dogs, and people barked, you know, for a few minutes, but it didn't hurt the pocketbooks of the owners. So, yeah, it was. I guess it would sound bad. It may look bad for a couple of weekends, but the owners would be okay, and people wouldn't stop going, you know, because Kaepernick was back in the league, especially if he was standing. But, you know, that's just my two cents on it.
Yeah. No, you're probably right. I mean, there was protests for Mike.
Yeah, and those quickly faded. Let me ask you something. You haven't posed that question, but I think Fred brings up a point. You continuously talk about how the people you've talked to about this are really the flag means so much to them. If Kaepernick, for whatever reason, had his cause was how we treat our veterans when they come home, how there isn't the proper care, how they're not set up in positions to succeed, and in some cases maybe just forgotten. If that was his position, do you think people you know would feel differently?
I don't know. Maybe. Yep.
I've never really thought about that part of it. Like if his cause was something that less inflammatory.
Well, right. But still, I think he still would have caught it for the knee.
Do you think it would have been as much? Because we know the flag is positioned by some, and that's their opinion, that you're disrespecting the military. If his thought was, we're not doing enough for them, and that's why I'm kneeling, think it would have the same.
And what about this? What if it was a white guy?
These are all these things, and that's if that determined how people felt, then that would highlight the problems we believe America has.
Right. No, absolutely. I don't know. Those are questions we'll never have an answer to. But
great hypothetical. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. 10:15 ESPN 97.5. Lauren, we'll get you in on the other side, even though you want to talk about the Cowboys next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Lauren, ladies always go to the front of the line. So let's get Lauren in here. Hey, Lauren.
Hello.
Hi.
With the Cowboys adding Lamb as a receiver, do you think Gallup will be traded or signed after this year?
Do I think that who will be traded or signed?
Gallup.
Michael Gallup?
Oh, Michael Gallup. No, you can't have enough guys. Why would you want to get rid of he's a good young player. You can't, you know, and your CeeDee Lamb's going to be on the cheap. And, you know, obviously you had to pay Amari, but I think you want as many weapons. Hey, Cowboys offense has a chance We saw that story yesterday. The Cowboys offense has a chance to be pretty damn good this year.
Yeah, Michael Gallup's entering his third year, so they have him for at least two more years of club control at a cheap price.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they're not trading him. Well, at least I wouldn't imagine they would. Anything else, Lauren?
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you. No problem.
I feel like
I think that was
an Eric Wong call.
Yeah, Eric Wong.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Now he was a third rounder. They only got him under control for one more.
One more. So only 2020.
Yeah. So
I don't think they're trading him before the year, and after the year they can't trade him. So.
And why would you trade a guy that's going to be that's actually been outplaying his contract?
Yeah. Now, I guess the question is, do you give more money to the wide receiver position? Because he's going to be 24 at the end of the year, coming off an 1,000-yard, 1,100-yard year. Let's say he does something close to that. How much does Michael Gallup get? At 24 years old, 2,000-yard seasons in a row, and an offense that hopefully for their sake is really good. When you have a first-round pick on the roster in Amari Cooper. So maybe the question, it's certainly valid considering he only has a year left, but they're not trading him before the year. But then you have to sign him, or do you let him walk? When you have to pay Dak, you're paying Amari.
Yeah.
You're paying
your offensive line.
And your offensive line. Can you give – maybe he's just simply – is CeeDee Lamb simply Michael Gallup's replacement? Because he's going to cost too much?
Well, you got him for a couple of years. Find out. See.
I thought you said he was only under contract.
Well, this is going into his third, said? Yeah.
So he has –
yeah, he's got two years left.
I was just confused when you said it. Yeah, he's got 2 years. So, yeah, you make your decision – at least after this year,
yeah,
and then we'll revisit it again.
Hey, there's a lot of third round picks that actually played really well and got a big contract. I don't know that you can give them DeAndre Hopkins. Not that kind of money, but $3-5 million a year. I don't know if Michael Gallup going to be happy with that, or maybe he goes out in free agency and says I can pick up some cash.
Yeah. And if you're the Cowboys, you go, hey, CeeDee Lamb, drafted him. We'll go just draft another one.
Well, you're certainly not going to give him franchise money.
No.
No. So you can't tag him.
The economics say you can't. There's too much money already set aside, and you haven't even paid Dak yet.
When can you get out of Amari, though? That's a question. If Michael Gallup is highly outplaying his contract, then you can go, you know what? Don't need you no more, Amari. We're going to give half of your money to Michael Gallup.
Yeah, I guess if CeeDee Lamb is the player they want him to be and Michael Gallup's still playing. I can't believe Amari Cooper is only 25 years old. I feel like maybe because I've seen him play at Alabama since he was a freshman. It feels like he's 30, but he's only 25. He'll be 26 once the season starts. And they owe him.
Well, you can't get out of him until.
No.
2020, $4 million dead cap in 2020 after 23.
The earliest is decide on Gallup instead
after 22.
Because Gallup has 2 years left, Amari's deal becomes less prohibitive to get out of if you know the cap is in 2022, right? Right before that year?
Well, they say, SpotTrack says potential out is 2022, and that $6 million isn't so bad, again, dead cap.
So, and that lines up with Gallup's potential deal.
Yeah.
And Amari would be 28, still relatively young, certainly, to play wide receiver. So, that's a question for the Cowboys. And I don't feel like delving all that deep into the Cowboys because I hope it all blows up on them. I hope they keep Cooper and pay Gallup $20 million. I don't care what happens to them.
Give a rat's ass about them. They all suck.
Can't believe we allowed Eric Wong to have that woman call. We took it seriously and actually tried to answer the question. Because if it was him, we'd be like, shut up, Eric.
Yeah. Question. Do white people need to apologize for their privilege and being born white when calling into the show asking for a poor white friend?
I don't know any poor white people, so I think you're lying.
Well.
Who said that, by the way?
Saul Goodman.
You don't have to apologize for being born white. I think the whole thing is to acknowledge that being white doesn't adversely affect you. The color of your skin doesn't affect you like it does other people. That's all. But you don't have to apologize for who you are, unless you're an a-hole.
Yeah, I don't ever have to apologize for being me.
Sometimes you're one of those people who probably should, but don't.
No.
But that's not because you're Italian or Greek. It's just because you're John that you should apologize.
No, I should. I never say anything offensive.
Do you want me to go through the list?
I never, ever, ever. I never say white privilege.
White power!
Now, see, that's different.
It's about Tyler White.
It's about Tyler White when he hits a home run.
Yeah.
You use it out of context.
I just play what you say.
You use it out of context.
I only play.
I was misquoted.
You weren't misquoted.
No.
You said that.
Someone.
In fact, screamed it jubilantly.
No.
You didn't just say it.
Someone hacked me.
Your voice?
Yeah.
No. You have said things like this.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
Which is less offensive.
That was about my toothbrush.
If you say so. If you say so, buddy.
It was about my toothbrush. Which one? What was that?
I don't remember. What was the toothbrush you were promoting?
I forget.
I forgot what it was.
It was a great toothbrush, by the way.
I don't even remember the name.
It was great. It was so great. You don't even think about the name.
Yeah. In your previous toothbrushes, you were doing this.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. Right.
Was it Quip?
Yep. Quip.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Quip.
Good call. Quip. Like equip.
Shrivel.
That's what?
I don't know. You said it. I don't remember.
I never
why.
Said shrivel.
Yes, you did. I don't remember why you said it.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have said things that you might want to apologize for, but you don't have to apologize for being white. You've done enough on your own. So don't do it. You have to apologize for that. In fact, you do have to apologize for that. Why you're rubbing your forearm and what you say when you rub your forearm.
Talk to me.
Yeah, so to Saul Goodman, no one's looking for you to apologize for being white. Just acknowledge that being white doesn't hurt you.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say you don't have to apologize for being white.
Being black doesn't hurt you either, Del.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Okay, stop.
Mm.
No. Mm. Love yourself, Del.
It doesn't hurt me internally.
Love yourself.
It's not about being hurt internally. It's being about what the perception is. Do I have to explain this to you? Do I really? Trying to suck me into this stupid argument.
It's 10:26, ESPN 97. Just a half hour left if you want to get in. You're more than welcome. Like Lauren called in. She wanted to talk about the Cowboys. She probably had an Eric Wong gun to her head.
Yep.
Having to do that.
She was a hostage.
Yep. But she didn't sound like Cal.
She sounded nicer.
We should play that again.
No. It is so bad.
We need to play it again.
We have talked about it a lot, not played it today.
Yeah, we have. All right. Taking a break. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
After watching and listening to many important stories, I would like to speak straight from the heart.
No, don't.
We're all mourning the recent tragic deaths of George, Brianna, and Ahmad, and we continue to pray for their families. I must acknowledge that this is not a recent issue. This has been a pervasive and mostly silent problem for the past 400 plus years. Our Texans players and their families have endured injustices for years. Like others who have spoken, I believe that these injustices cannot continue. As someone who has a platform to enact change, I'm going to do so through my actions rather than my words. I recognize that I have many young black male voices that I can listen to. During direct conversations with them, I will listen more than talk and seek to understand. I acknowledge that after I'm done giving the statement, I have the privilege to continue going about my day feeling safe. Given that reality from here on forward, I will make it a priority for this awareness to become a part of the fabric of the Houston Texans. And I want to name what that will look like. What I envision is to use a platform of the Texans to empower black leaders.
Can we stop this? Thank you. Oh, goodness gracious. The first time I watched it, I fell asleep. Like, right, I think I was asleep right there. Man, guys, Texans, don't do that again. Don't. Just send out a statement. Send out an email. A written email. Don't do that anymore. Do not put Cal in front of the camera. Oh, wow. That's just so brutal. So, Astros spring training at Minute Maid Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's where they will hold their spring training, getting ready for the season.
What season?
Well, if they have a season. But they're not going to be in. Who are they going to play? James Click said that he didn't want to go into specifics about that. But who are you going to play? There's no games. There's nobody to play.
Yeah, you can announce whatever you want, but until, you know, the principals decide that, because the players might say, hey, we don't actually want a spring training. So announce whatever you want. But unless that stuff actually gets collectively bargained, no one, whatever, baseball, do what you have to do. You are. You're gonna screw this up because that's what you do.
Yeah. No, they're going to screw it up. But it'll be interesting to see if other teams go, Astros, cheaters, we ain't coming there.
For spring training?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want, no, because we don't have games. In you know, they have an actual schedule for spring training. You got to play that team. You got to go to their park. Nobody has to come here.
That's true.
And they're going to go, nah.
You guys can play inter-squad.
Yeah.
You can play inter-squad, whatever they call it.
Well, but they don't have any minor leaguers. They fire all their minor leaguers, too? I don't know what the – I never heard what the Astros did.
Are they paying – continuing to pay the $400 per month?
I never heard from – well, you know what? They've been conspicuously quiet.
Have they said anything about the George Floyd stuff either?
I have not seen one comment from
– Well, I would have to go to their official site to see if they put out a statement or their Twitter. Yeah, the Astros PR, we've learned – maybe there's some reshuffling going on where we're gonna take a step back and reevaluate because everything we've done in the last 6 to 7 months has been terrible.
Okay, worst PR move: putting the camera and that terrible microphone in front of Cal, or Jim Crane with his apology with Jose Altuve and Bregman reading their lines.
Ooh, I think. As much as we like to make fun of Cal, he's like comedic relief. The Astros and their misstep took far more heat. I don't think there's any question. And the Astros have tweeted out something. They tweeted out something June 1st.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I'm trying to go through it very quickly about peaceful protesters. They mentioned George Floyd. They, like many other teams, did not mention anything about police brutality. They did call it a senseless, heartbreaking death as opposed to murder. Nothing inflammatory. So some people might call that toothless. But, yeah, the Astros did put something out. And then yesterday or Tuesday, they did the whole black tile thing that a lot of teams did.
They did. Yeah. Good. Well, they did something. I mean,
they did do something.
Boy, it hasn't caught any attention.
No. Well, yeah, that's true.
All the other guys caught everybody. I mean, Tillman's, we saw, obviously, Bob's, Bill O'Brien's was.
Yeah.
Huge cow. We had cows, thank God. Garrett is here. He wants to talk about his Cowboys. What do you say, Garrett?
Hey, guys. With Frederick retiring, does that free up any cap money to keep all the receivers? Do y'all think it was a mistake for the Cowboys?
We know who it is.
We know who it is.
We know who you are,
Garrett. Eric, no one gives a rat's ass, Garrett. Eric.
Who do you prefer, Dale? J-Ray, Jennifer Reyna, Myra Moreno, or Lady Fred? I think that's a better booty.
I think they're all very talented broadcasters. Thank you, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your time and consideration.
Myra Moreno.
Well, John has an opinion. I don't. I think they're all talented. Oh, she works for ABC. Yes, that is the only correct answer.
Well,
do they work for ABC?
She what?
The question is always, do they work for ABC?
That's it.
And if they do, then...
Does she work for Mickey?
Yes.
Yes.
You better have said that, John.
That's right.
That's right. You know the deal.
Yep. Your Mickey imitation is pretty good. Yeah, Eric, don't call in anymore, okay?
Particularly about Cowboys. We don't care. Are you going to call about the Cowboys in the offseason about their wide receivers and money allocated to that position? The Texans know all about overpaying wide receivers. Thank you. We've had enough.
Well, or just getting rid of receivers. Remember, he wanted money. That's why he had to get rid of them. Wait, that was a lie.
Yeah.
Wait, that's right. That's a lie. Okay. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if they can get anybody to come here to play in preseason games. And by the way, yeah, teams are going to have to travel here. They're going to have to get hotels to come here to play in a preseason games. It's going to be interesting to see how, you know, even if – why would you do that if you're another team? Why not just go to Florida where everybody's going to be?
Yeah.
Is everybody going to be? I guess. But there's so many parks that are so close. I don't know. I guess everywhere is nice enough now, weather-wise, that you don't have to worry about that. But again, unless you're in close proximity, it'll be awfully difficult to get teams to play together. Or you're you're doing exactly what you didn't want, was to have more risk involved here.
For all of the back and forth about games played, prorated salaries, has baseball offered up a plan about how spring training would go? Or is it all left up to the clubs? Because if the Astros are suggesting they're going to play games here or have spring training here, then that sounds like an individual club thing.
I think probably they're saying, get ready how you get ready.
And we won't have official spring training games. We'll just have you warm up, you find a way, and then we'll start the regular season.
Yeah, but you know what happens at lower levels? That. We don't play 30 games before we play one that means something.
Yeah, college baseball is like, hey, we'll play our alumni and play a couple scrimmages, and then we'll start to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, we'll get our pitchers ready. They'll throw to our hitters.
Yeah.
And our hitters will get ready by facing our pitchers.
Correct.
It's baseball. It happens everywhere like that except major leagues, where you have to have an entire 2 months to get ready for baseball.
And
wear out your arm.
And have players that no one really knows playing spring training games.
Right.
And we have to.
So we could go golfing.
Well, you do love it. Well, you love that. What are you complaining about?
No, that's the only reason. I used to not bring my clubs when I went down to Kissimmee, and then I said,
what are you doing?
That's so
stupid. Why would you
ever
not bring your clubs?
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Crane was like, you can't bring those on the plane?
Well, one time I flew on Crane's plane.
Yeah, that only happened once.
Yeah, I didn't bring them. But the last time I went, I did some good golf there. Yeah. Winners and losers from this NBA season. Golden State Warriors. They don't have to finish the season.
They don't have to. And because of the compressed timeline, those guys will all be back healthy and fresh, where any title contender will be playing deep into September and October. So when the season restarts, Golden State's like, man, we're feeling pretty good. Any title contender's like,
no, but as I understand it, the eight teams that aren't in are going to be doing something.
Well, but I don't imagine that their three best players are going to be playing.
No.
And so the reports yesterday are about how the NBA is not going to start on the 25th. They want to start like early in December because the 25th has always been a big day for them. They want to keep it big, and they want to
keep it big with the first game.
That's what we thought, but there are reports about how the season wouldn't start on the 25th. It started at the beginning of December, so which makes the time frame even shorter.
Right. But that, to me, why not? Well, because it's going to be a big game. You know what? Your openers are going to be big games.
And you want another thing where they're big games.
Right. Well, loser, and this is going to be the loser, whoever loses the 2020 NBA Finals.
Yeah, you go play until October 12th.
Especially if it goes till October 12th.
And the hangover from losing the finals, and you got to be right back at it in December.
Yeah.
It's going to be rough.
Winner, Zion Williamson. Does this give him a chance to win Rookie of the Year?
It really shouldn't. Ja Morant should win that. But if he happens to make the playoffs, and you know what happens if it's the Pelicans versus the Pelicans finish ninth, but they're within four and they get to play the Grizzlies, and he dominates that two-game series? He might win it.
He might win it. Yep, he might win it. The losers, Lakers and Bucks, because they had home court advantage and there is none.
Yeah, I'm not sure how big of an advantage LA as a whole is playing there, but just having a home game is a big deal.
Uh-huh.
I think Milwaukee is a bigger story for them because that city would have been wild to have a game 7 in any series, but particularly a finals, having the best record in basketball, that's a big deal. L.A. feels kind of, I don't know, wine and cheese, the crowd itself. It's not that intimidating, but you want to play at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there are some other ones going on and on and on. So, yeah, I just don't get July 31st. I just don't get that. Why wouldn't you set it up sooner? And do you want to be in September and October competing with the NFL again for the start of the NFL season, which is pretty damn popular?
I would think that date is probably because they don't have everything medically worked out.
You got a month. And they also almost two months now to get that.
And they also want their players to be completely ready to go. And that was probably collectively bargained. I'm sure the NBA just didn't go, hey, July 31st. The player's like, hey, we need this amount of time.
I don't get it. To me, it's just dumb. Let's just start it so we're not into, yeah, and then we give more time off before next season, which is going to be, you're going to have about 7 weeks off for your offseason.
Yeah, the teams who play in the finals certainly will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, News of the Week coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Want to get this in one more time. What a worthy cause. The ESPYs have always celebrated hope, service, and perseverance. This year, more than ever, we want you to celebrate with us, and we want to celebrate athletic achievement right here at home. ESPN 975 is honoring a local athlete whose senior season was cut short due to the COVID-19 health crisis. Tweet at ESPN 975 with the hashtag HoustonESPY before June 9th to nominate and say why that senior high school or college athlete is deserving of the Houston Honorary ESPY. We'll share our five final nominees and announce our Houston Honorary ESPY winner on Tuesday, June 9th during the Blitz. Join us in celebrating local senior high school and college athletes. June 9th, hashtag HoustonESPY to ESPN 975 before June 9th. Now back to, the end of the show.
This is it for the week. How about this? Did you see the Kobe Bryant? You can't see it from in there. They've got a Kobe Bryant, a huge homage to Kobe, a 39-foot high mural in Gradiska, Bosnia. How about that? It's the largest, maybe in the world, maybe just the continent. It's huge and it's really cool.
Yeah, Kobe.
But Bosnia?
Kobe was one of those players. I know Michael Jordan got plenty of attention this last month or so, but Kobe was a guy for younger people who was that guy. And I'm not surprised at all. And he traveled. He was an international guy. I don't know if he ever was in Bosnia, but he's been in Europe quite a bit promoting basketball. That doesn't surprise me at all.
It does me a little. I mean, that's just, I didn't realize he was that. I guess he's global. Kobe's global. Are you worried about the asteroid this weekend?
They said it would miss us.
I know, but you think, what if it takes a little turn? What if they don't know?
Is it like a hurricane?
It could.
That it takes a jog and it'll destroy the planet?
It could. You don't know.
Well, I haven't heard anyone say it was possible that it, because there's nothing, what if atmospheric effects would make it turn? Would it have to hit another asteroid? What gravity? I am not concerned, I would say. Because I don't think it reacts like a giant hurricane. Speaking of that, how close are we to crystal ball being an issue? Sunday? Is that when it's supposed to be an issue?
Apparently, yeah, but it's heading towards Lafayette.
Your people.
My peeps. Yeah. And I think it's just going to be a tropical storm depression. Rain. Yeah. But did you see that there's a new bill that would outlaw the president from being able to nuke a hurricane? Do you think that the president should be allowed to nuke a hurricane?
There are some people who believe he shouldn't be allowed to nuke anything, just nuclear war in general. No, I don't think he should be allowed, unless there is some research that suggests that nuking a hurricane would provide no adverse effects and also stop the hurricane. Does he have that information?
I don't know, but Representative Sylvia Garcia, a Democrat from Texas, on Monday unveiled legislation that would forbid President Trump from dropping nuclear bombs into hurricanes to disrupt their paths.
This is where we are, that people believe that he would do that. So you have to, or you're just grandstanding. Could be one of those two. I don't know. No nuking of hurricanes.
Well, apparently he did make that.
I know he said he would. Yeah. I remember that, but I feel like, I can't even say I feel like there are people who would stop him. I don't think he's nuking hurricanes.
Trump said in August 2019, I got it. Why don't we nuke them? They start forming off the coast of Africa and they're moving across the Atlantic. We drop a bomb inside the eye of the hurricane, it disrupts it. Why can't we do that? Because it's nuclear weaponry. Oh my goodness. I just hope that never happens. Apparently Joe Biden's got a little heat. Got some heat.
Why? Because he said 10 to 15 people in America are
10 to 15%.
Yeah, excuse me. 10 to 15% of Americans are bad.
Are just not very good people.
Is he wrong? Or is it the number too low?
10 to 15? Let's think about it.
Let's go.
How many people do you know?
Exactly. Think about how many people do you know and how many of
how many people are here right now?
In the station?
Nick is out there with
Charlie,
Young Friday.
Joel.
Oh, Charlie's out there. Joel's out there.
Yeah,
Michael is right next door here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say, what is that? How many people did we just name off? Let's say the number's 8 people.
Okay.
If one person is bad, what's the percentage?
Yeah, that's right there. 12%.
You know who the bad person is? You. No, it's you.
No, it's probably, no.
Who are you pointing to? Who out there do you think is a bad person?
Young Friday's not a very good person.
I don't know him very well outside of what he does. He doesn't seem like a bad person. Out of the 8 people.
He's probably a good kid.
I think it's you. So Joe Biden.
It could be Nick.
No.
Yeah.
He's reactionary.
No, you.
You.
No, wait, you. No. I forgot you.
I've already pointed at you. It's too late. I already got you first.
No.
Out of the 8 people that, or whatever number we came up with, you're the bad person.
No.
So Joe Biden's right.
Brandi Glanville, she detailed her alleged Denise Richards affair on Real Housewives. Do you want to see that?
Do I want to see her detail it or see the actual affair?
Do you want to see the actual affair?
No.
Is this something that you want to see?
I'm not that interested in it, to be honest with you.
No?
No, I don't care.
I would like to see it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Apparently, plane and Qatar Airlines, plane passengers tested negative for the coronavirus before flying, and upon landing, positive.
Well, it does say it can remain on surfaces.
Yeah. Well,
although that was kind of debunked, how long it could remain.
I guess planes are the worst place to be.
They're an incubator.
Yeah.
You're asking for it.
You're breathing all the other air that's being exchanged by other people.
So all the people who got on the plane were tested negative and then got off, and some of them tested positive?
I don't know what the number was.
Or just one person tested positive and then tested negative and then came off and was positive.
Did you see a Granny Karen, or she's being called?
No.
Yeah, Granny Karen. Apparently, they're in a park, and she's yelling at the mom because their kids are in one of those toy cars, the little toy motorized cars, because the kids don't have a driver's license.
Oh, I did see that.
They're two.
I didn't know that. Oof. I'm just going to, what do I say?
But here's the thing. Did she call the police? That's the problem.
They didn't have driver. And was she mentally unstable or was she serious? Like, she was fine, but she just needed to yell at someone about something?
I don't know. It's a Power Wheels car, ma'am. It's a toy.
And they're two. And they're on the sidewalk. Right there on the sidewalk?
What bothers me is you have a little kid in here and he doesn't have a driver's license. He's just a little kid. You're not with him. It's not a real car, ma'am.
Are you aware?
You can't. Are you aware? It's not a real
car. You could put your foot on it and stop it. They wouldn't run you over.
It goes 6 miles an hour, top speed. That's it. Russia is urging us to observe democratic standards and respect Americans' rights to protest.
When Russia's dunking on us like this, they're just taking
China shots. And Russia.
They
both
came after us about human rights.
About human rights. When we're worse than China and Russia.
Look, we know we're generally not worse than them, but when they think we're at a level where,
we got to say something.
We can get this off.
I don't feel good about this.
Yeah, we got problems.
Yeah. Apparently, now, someone said, and I'll have to find out who it is, Fox News host. He says John Lennon wouldn't be safe in New York City right now.
And I saw someone quote tweet, who wants to tell him? Who wants to tell him what happened?
He was murdered in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
So he wouldn't be safe right now? Where, in the place where he was murdered?
Well, I think was it Brian Kilmeade who said it? He likes to say things and go viral. Why would John Lennon, of all people, be the one he mentioned?
I don't know. Of all people.
A guy who was murdered in New York City.
This dude needs some more training. He was in a dog training class. He left his dogs in the car.
Was the window down?
Nope.
Yeah.
Didn't end well.
Oof. These are sometimes, you know, like there's a guy who tweets about the death of expertise, just how the country has stopped caring about experts. I don't know if a guy who doesn't even remember to roll down the window when his dog's in the car should have any dogs or train dogs. Just my opinion.
Yeah. No. Well, right. He shouldn't be allowed to have dogs.
No. Certainly shouldn't be instructing other people how to take care of
them. You need such an advanced class. I'm sorry. We can't do it. All right. That's it. We're done. Charlie and Joel, we call it the press box. Nick is with them as well.
Are you excited by this time next Friday there will be an actual golf tournament on the air?
How about that? And Jason Alexander is going to join us on Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour.
And not Costanza. That'd be entertaining. I don't know about this other guy.
He's entertaining.
I'm not saying it's not. I just don't know.
He's entertaining.
Okay. I take your word for it.
Well, he's got his own podcast.
Are you going to be a guest?
No.
You're going to have him on this show? He won't have you on his podcast?
Well, I don't know that he won't have me on his podcast. I've never.
Yeah, you don't. You're not going on the podcast. What am I saying?
Yeah. 1056 ESPN 97.5. We're done. Y'all have a great weekend. Press Box is next.
ESPN 97.5.